So how do you know whether or not the adrenals could be creating some problems for you? Well, I'm going to give you a list of symptoms, and these may help you decide or take you down the path where you can explore further to really determine if there is a problem for you. But when I went through this list for myself, every one of these was something I was experiencing. So, of course, tendency to weight gain and unable to lose it, especially around your midline, you know, your midline, your waist. That was me. I could diet and starve myself and run around like a crazy woman exercising, and I couldn't lose a pound. High frequency of getting the flu or other respiratory diseases are symptoms, and these things will actually tend to last longer than usual. Your tendency to tremble when under pressure. I know even still, because I'm still recovering, it takes sometimes a very long time, and I'll get into that a little bit later. You start to shake. You have a reduced sex drive. And then when you're laying down and you sit up really quickly, you can actually get lightheaded or dizzy. This is actually a test you can do. You can go lay down, lay there for a couple minutes, and then when you get up really quickly, you get, like, spaced out, and that's, you know, your adrenals cannot regulate the blood pressure properly. And, of course, this one was huge for me. You're not able to remember things. You go through your day and you can't remember where you put things, or you can't remember what you need to do. Seems like you're losing your marbles. That could be part of this. Lack of energy in the morning, and also in the afternoon between 3 and 5 p.m., you kind of hit that slump, you know, later in the afternoon before you get home from work. That last couple hours can just be, like, dreadful. You feel better after you eat a meal. That was me for sure. I'd be like a maniac, and then after I would eat, I would be fine. I'd feel much better. I'd feel lifted up. And then I'd often feel really tired between 9 and 10 p.m., but then it's like there's something within you that makes you resist going to bed. That was me. I'd catch my second wind after, you know, 10 p.m., then you get that second wind until, you know, 1 or 2 in the morning. Then you wind up staying up later and you get more weak, and it's just this vicious little cycle. You might need coffee or stimulants to get you going in the morning. I mean, it's almost like dragging your body out of bed. It's like dragging an anvil. You know, it's just like you got lead in your body. You can't move. You might crave salty, fatty, or high-protein foods such as meat or cheese or like chips or things like that. You have increased symptoms of PMS for women. If you're a girl, you might experience that. Or your periods are heavy and then they just stop, or they almost stop on the fourth day of your cycle, you know, your period. Then they start to flow a day or so on the, you know, after fifth or sixth day. You know, things are real erratic with menstruation with people, you know, women that are dealing with adrenal compromise. I know for me, I could do a whole call on that itself. You might get pain in your upper back or neck with no apparent reason. The sacroiliac joint, which is down below your tailbone, like where your tailbone is off to the side a little bit, that specific area can have pain. Your upper cervical vertebrae, which is, you know, your neck and going all the way up to the base of your skull, you can have headaches. You can have problems between the shoulder blades and carry pain there. When you go on vacation, you know, or you're on the weekends, you actually feel more relieved, like your stress is being lifted. That's another thing with adrenal, because you are recovering when you're relaxing. But it's an indicator of, you know, how stressed you really are, you know, when you are not, you know, relaxing itself. You might have difficulties getting up in the morning. I say that with a tongue-in-cheek because I couldn't even wake. I had to set 2 alarm clocks to get up. And even with that, I usually would have to hit that alarm, like, for an hour. It was horrible, especially when you work for yourself. You don't have to be somewhere at a specific time, and it was really difficult to get up. I'd be lightheaded quite a, you know, bit of the time. I'd feel spacey, you know, mild depression. You'd have food or inhalant allergies, foods, and you react to them, or you go to the gas station, you smell the gas, you just want to get sick, or cigarette smoke, or chemicals make you, like, you just get, you know, heavy reactions from that. You might be lethargic and general lack of energy. To perform daily tasks, it might just take you a lot of effort. Can't handle stress very well. Your skin might get dry and thin. That's another thing with the adrenals. Hypoglycemia, which is low blood sugar, and I had severe hypoglycemia. I mean, it was really bad, really, really, really bad. My glucose tolerance test, my blood sugar plummeted to 39 within an hour after it had been at 160 in the previous hour. It was very severe. So that can be an indicator of the adrenals. because remember they regulate blood sugar. You might have a low body temperature. My body temperature would be all over the chart. It was low all the time. I was always cold. You might be nervous. You might have palpitations. Your hair might start falling out. You might have thin hair. You might have constipation sometimes, and then sometimes have diarrhea, because your adrenals are very much linked to the health of your intestines. And so when they're weak, your intestines are compromised also. I know mine were. Oh, man. You might have dyspepsia, autoimmune situations like chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, lupus, Epstein-Barr. Your body starts to attack itself. It pretty much turns on itself. You might have muscle weakness. You might be bloated, like I mentioned earlier, water retention. You can actually tell this. A little test you can do is you stick out your tongue. Go to the mirror. You stick out your tongue. And if you see serrated edges on the sides, you're holding water. And this is also an indicator of blood sugar issues, the hypoglycemia. When you look at your tongue, and it's actually your tongue is swollen and it's pressing against your teeth on the sides. So my symptoms were all of these, and I was in a constant state of panic and anxiety for actually months. It seemed like years. There was a period of time where I had complete non-digestion of all foods. That was for about 2 weeks. Everything went out the same way it went in. I know that's kind of too much information, but I'm just telling you in case if any of you are experiencing this. I was shaky, restless, disorientated, dizzy. I had dry mouth. That was, no matter how much water I drank, I was thirsty, and that was part of the blood sugar thing. I was having almost anaphylactic type of responses to almost all foods I ate. And the muscle fatigue was so bad that when I would, I had to rest, even when I would walk up my flight of stairs, I was 50 pounds overweight, and I was gaining and gaining with no end in sight, no matter what I did. I could starve myself. I would gain weight. It was horrible. I've lost 50 pounds since I've healed my adrenals, and there's still some to go, but 50 pounds just went away, and I'm going to talk about how to eat for that to begin, in a little bit, how to begin doing that. And if you have these symptoms, and it's hard to say whether you really have adrenal fatigue, I really, really encourage you to work with an integrated health practitioner to serve you as your coach so that they can advise you and as a third-party onlooker. Because when you are in the thick of this thing, you can't get out of it alone, and you need someone to help you. I was very blessed to have some amazing doctors I worked with, and I have MDs I worked with, and chiropractors that I worked with, and acupuncturists. I mean, I had this whole team of people to help get me back on track because I was so ill. And the core of this, the anxiety and the panic, was relentless from, I think it was like June of 2007 until October of 2007. I thought I was going to wind up in the mental ward. But thank God I figured out what was wrong, and then I could figure out what to do about it.